الحمد لله مبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولقد أخذ الله ميثاق بني إسرائيل وبعثنا منهم 12 نقيبا وقال الله إني معكم لئن أقمتم الصلاة وآتيتم الزكاة وآمنتم برسلي وعزرتموهم وأقرضتم الله قرضا حسنا لأكفرن عنكم سيئاتكم ولأدخلنكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار فمن كفر بعد ذلك منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in the current verse that I've just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has taken a covenant from the Bani Israel. And what is this mithaq and this covenant and this contract all about? It is to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in all of the prophets, all of the anbiya, all of the rusul, not to conceal any of the na'at and identity of any of the prophet that is found in the books, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we appointed from the Bani Israel 12 leaders, 12 chiefs, or 12 captains. In other words, for every tribe from the Bani Israel, each and every tribe had its own leader. So there were 12 tribes from the Bani Israel, and each and every tribe had its own leader. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that indeed I am with you. In other words, I am here to protect you. I am here to make your hifadha. لَإِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةَ. If you establish salah, in other words, you are doing your salah properly. You establishing salah does not mean just read one salah. It means that you are habitual and you are constantly reading, performing all of your prayers. And if you give your zakah, and if you bring iman in my messengers, وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ, and you honor them, you revere them, you respect them, you give them their respect, وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, and if you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a good and handsome loan. Allah doesn't need our money. This is for our sake. We give sadaqah, charity, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us by the means of the sadaqah and protect us and make our hifadha, etc. So if you do this, Allah calls it a loan, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for it. Allah will give you something back in return. So Allah will give you tremendous reward for the sadaqah that you give, etc. So Allah says, وَأَقَرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. If you do these things, لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. I will wipe out your sins for you. I will expiate your sins for you. وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ. And I will admit you into gardens, جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Gardens at the bottom of which rivers flow. Allah says, whoever disbelieves after that from among you, then let him know that that person has definitely strayed from the straight and right path. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا نَقَضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. You see, these people, they went and broke this covenant that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was an agreement made, but they went, and on account of this breach of the contract, Allah says, لَعَنَّاهُمْ, we now أَبْعَدْنَاهُمْ عَنْ رَحْمَتِنَا, we made them far and distant from our mercy. We have accursed them, and we made their hearts hard. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. What do these people do? يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمْ مَوَاضِعِهِ. Here's the word of Allah, but they distort the word, they change the message, they take it out of context. وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. So many things they were reminded of in this book, but they forget that. Allah says, وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ. You will continue, O you Prophet, you will continue to see so much of treachery, etc., found from among them, khiyana, khaina, illa qalilan minhum, except for a few of them. In other words, those few of them had brought iman later on, so they are excluded also from this. So Allah says, now what do you do with the rest? Fa'afu anhum wasfah, pardon them, forgive them, overlook them. And this was, of course, before, this was then abrogated after that, and then, of course, we have jihad, etc. But till then, Allah says, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَصْفَحْ, overlook them, forgive them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In other words, if you do good, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Allah loves, indeed Allah loves all those who do good. And by you forgiving, this is an act of ihsan, where you are now kind and courteous and good. So Allah loves that you do that, so do that. So this was before the ayat of Saif was revealed. The ayat of Saif refers to أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Now that you are oppressed, Allah is giving you permission now to retaliate and to take your haq. And then, of course, the verses of jihad, etc. came. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.